For a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus our Lord and Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy without spot or wrinkle by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied.
Over the years as a pastor, I've been teaching on the end times and the soon coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. But what we're seeing today leaves no doubt in our hearts and minds that we are approaching the time when Jesus will come to take his bride unto himself. We can watch the Middle East on television as we see the prophecies of Ezekiel 38 and 39 are basically coming to pass in front of our eyes. As the nations that are predicted in Ezekiel 38 and 39 align themselves together for that incredible invasion of the land of Israel, where God is going to wipe them all out. We can clearly see them coming together and making alliances. It's not just something that we are preaching out of the Word of God and it's soon going to happen. We are seeing it happening before our eyes. So God is telling us, when you see these things, know I'm at the door. So what should the child of God do? He needs to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, so there's not going to be any anxiety or fear. He needs to be able to tell people what is coming and why these things are happening. Many, many Christians are not interested in the end times. They don't seem to care what's on the horizon. And this is a problem amongst the churches of today. They have no answers for those who ask questions about what is going on. So we need to fill our hearts with Scripture and with what God is going to do next. Because when you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you seem to understand that these things are going to come to pass, which are coming to pass. So today I'll be teaching on the end times and how things are going to come to pass. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will open people's hearts to the signs of the times. I thank you, O Heavenly Father, for the grace that you have given us by allowing us to understand your word, which you have kept throughout the ages. And Lord Jesus, I thank you for those who are listening. You will anoint this message and bless the listeners. In Jesus' name, amen. In Mark chapter 13, in verse 4, Jesus and his disciples were discussing the end times. They are asking the Lord, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled?" So they already were interested in the end times. And we need to understand that it was 2,000 years ago, and we are very, very close to the time when Jesus will return. Many Bible teachers teach us that the earth was built in 6 days and on the seventh day he rested. So 6 days equals 6,000 years. We are basically at the end of the sixth day when Jesus is going to come back to set up the millennial kingdom, which is the day of rest for creation. So we are closing in on that time. But before that rest period shall happen, the 1,000 years of incredible peace and tranquility, before that will happen, we will have an incredible climax upon this planet. The horrors that are prophesied in the Word of God are definitely coming to pass. We're starting to see incredible things happening all over the world. In Luke chapter 21, in verse 28, tells us, "And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." So this is how it's coming to pass. We're seeing these things happening. And Jesus is warning us, when these things begin to come to pass, know that I am coming for you. Your redemption is drawing nigh. Don't settle in to putting up some food in your basement and water and trying to figure out how you're going to survive the tribulation. Figure out how you're going to meet Jesus in the next maybe 5 minutes or 10 seconds. Get ready to meet the Lord. Look up for his coming. Become born again by the Spirit of God. For during the tribulation, for those of you who think you're going to go through the tribulation, we are going to see the demonic realm here on this earth. Nobody will be able to hide. Nobody will be able to escape the wrath of the Antichrist. Anybody who calls upon the name of the Lord will be executed. This is a definite when you study the Word of God. In Luke chapter 21, in verse 29, it tells us, "And he spoke to them a parable, behold the fig trees and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of yourself that summer is nigh at hand. So likewise, when you see these things come to pass, know you that the kingdom of God is at hand. He's specifically talking about a fig tree. And the fig tree is the symbol of the nation of Israel, which became a nation in 1948. So we are now at a time when the nation of Israel has become strong and very, very prosperous. So again, it's warning us, when you see these things come to pass, know you, the kingdom of God is at hand. In Luke chapter 21, in verse 25, it tells us this: there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexities, the sea and the waves roaring. That means nations and people, they are wondering what's going to happen next. Men's hearts are failing them for fear, for looking after the things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. We can see the false prophets all over the world prophesying of global warming. Yes, global warming is definitely coming, but it's not because of you using a four-wheel drive tractor or a car or a semi-truck or anything that uses gas. Even your fireplace is using gas or coal or whatever you're burning. And everybody is claiming we need to stop these things, for we are polluting the earth and that brings on global warming, which is going to cause the end of the earth. Everybody is afraid of that. They're spending millions and millions and millions of dollars trying to somehow come against that destruction that is coming. They're believing a lie and wasting all that money, not knowing the real reason why these things are coming. They are rejecting the Word of God. And if the Word of God is rejected, you come up with a lie. The powers of heaven shall be shaken. We have to understand in the last days, right will be wrong and wrong will be right. The truth will be false and false stuff will be truth. We can see that all over the place already. And people are just out there completely in disarray. The suicide rate is up to a point where people are, they don't know what to do about it. We can now see this in these incredible pestilences where thousands of people dying. We can see that now happening in China and spreading throughout the world. People are getting terribly scared and calling for their governments to do something. What we can do is ask the Lord to stop it. Get on your knees and get on your face before God and ask Him to do something about it, because the government is only going to make it worse. He may invent a vaccine that maybe will stop this virus, but at the same time kill you in some way else, like all those vaccines that they're putting out. But the question is, are people praying? Are they seeking God to stop these horrible things? No, in 1 Timothy chapter 4 in verse 1, it tells us of another story of what's going to happen in the last days. Now it tells us, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisies, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. So here is what we're seeing happening at the same time as the world system is going to hell. The church system is listening to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. See, Satan is working overtime. He knows his time is short. And one of these days, Jesus is going to put a stop to this and he's going to be locked up in prison. So he's working overtime. He's bringing forth people into the pulpits which are speaking lies in hypocrisy. They are bringing such demonic activity into the churches that it's hard to recognize whether they're churches anymore. There's the homosexual community. They are in such confusion that they sometimes don't even know who they are, a man or a woman. And in some states in America, it's already to even forbid to talk to them about the Lord Jesus Christ, about how they need to turn to God for help. It is forbidden in some states. This is coming to a point where things have to change, or Jesus will have to do something about it. And what he usually does if people don't repent is not very pretty. And this is why he says, when you see these things begin to come to pass, look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. I want you to open up your heart to these interesting truths. We cannot deny that these things are not happening. They're happening all over the place. People are completely clueless about what is happening, what is coming, because of their lack of reading the Bible. Many churches don't believe anymore in the inerrant word, the infallible word of God. They tell us that they have more revelations than the Apostle Paul had now. It's a new generation, a new time, and we need to get with the times. No, the Bible teaches us one thing, that the word of God is the same today as it was yesterday. It does not change with the whims of the people that are trying to somehow twist and manipulate the word of God. It's going to stay pure and holy, and we can trust in it. But at the same time, I have to warn you, they are already twisting scripture when they print those Bibles. It is incredible what is happening with these people that put out scripture. They're coming out with version after version, which are twisted more and more, and things are being changed. This is what is happening. They're listening to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, telling us that they hear from God. So let us open our hearts to these things. We are fast running out of time. Jesus is about to come back. And before he comes back, these things will be happening. And we, the church, need to warn those who are around us of these things, or there's going to be a lot of confusion and fear. So let us open our hearts to these things and become a blessing to those around us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Do you fear this man invention that they call atomic power? Are we all in great confusion? Do we know the time or hour? When a terrible explosion may rain down upon our land, leaving horrible destruction, blooding out the works of man.
Are you ready for that great atomic power? Will you rise and meet your Savior in the air? Will you shout or will you cry when the fire rains from on high? Are you ready for that great atomic power?
There is one way to escape it, be prepared to meet the Lord. Give your heart and soul to Jesus, he will be your shield and sword. He will surely stand beside you and you'll never taste of death, for your soul will fly to safety and eternal peace and rest.
Are you ready for that great atomic power? Will you rise and meet your Savior in the air? Shout, will you cry when the fire rains from on high? Are you ready for that great atomic power?
There's an army. army who can conquer all the enemy's great men. It's the regiment of Christians guided by the Savior's hand. When the mushroom of destruction fall in all its fury great, God will surely save his children from that awful, awful fate.
Are you ready for that great atomic power? Will you rise and meet your Savior in the air? Will you shout or will you cry when the fire is from on high? Are you ready for that great atomic power? Are you ready for that great atomic power?
One of the greatest problems that the church will face as we get closer to the end times is deception and false prophets. We know that false prophets have been with us throughout the ages. They have started religious organizations and believe that what they are teaching is the truth. Most religious organizations that I know of do not pass the test of scrutiny, or should I say, do not pass the test whether they are right in the sight of God. Because man-made religions always have something that will bury the cross of Christ. The Bible teaches us in 2 Peter chapter 2 in verse 1, but there shall were false prophets also amongst the people, even as there shall be false teachers amongst you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring unto themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of the truth shall be evil spoken of. So regardless which religion you inspect or you check out, there is always a problem when it comes to salvation by grace through faith in the finished work of the cross alone. Many have a lot of stuff attached to themselves in their religion. When you look at the Catholic system, it has so many things attached to it besides the cross of Calvary. And many Protestant denominations are doing the same thing. It tells us, The truth, the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. I remember when I was a Christian, when I became a Christian, I grew up in a religious organization. And when I spoke the truth of the salvation, it was evil spoken of by many, many people, telling me I have a false religion. So this is what has happened over the years. False prophets have brought in damnable heresies, denying the word of truth, denying the word of God, not believing what the Bible teaches on salvation, to the point where the truth is evil spoken of. I want you to do a little test, and it is this: salvation is only through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It has nothing to do with the dress you wear, with the jewelry you wear, with the head covering you wear, or wherever you live. You can become a Christ one just by believing and accepting that Jesus, the blood of Jesus, is the only way into the kingdom of God. If you accept the sacrifice that he did for us at the cross of Calvary, for the Bible teaches us, he became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. If we accept that, if you accept that and believe that, then you are on the right track. You know the truth. But when you look at the religions that are all around us, they have so many other ideas and truths that they say are truth, that they bury the cross of Calvary in their debris of do's and don'ts. So look out amongst you. See where you stand. Check it out yourself whether you're truly born again by the Spirit of God. If you depend on the blood of Jesus alone to gain you entrance into the kingdom of God, then you have the right way, the true way. And regardless how evil they speak of you, it doesn't matter. You still have the truth according to Scripture. So open your heart to these interesting things, for we are surrounded by false prophets, incredibly strange ideas on how to get into the kingdom of God, and we are closing in on the time when Jesus will come back for his bride. And you want to be washed by the blood of the Lamb, because if you are not, you're not going to enter into the kingdom of God. This and only that. It's the only way into the kingdom, for there is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved except for the name Jesus. So open your heart to these interesting truths and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.